Hi, you're listening to I Can Become on I Can Radio. I'm Ruby and I'm 12 years old. I live in Beaverton, Oregon. I like to play D&D, sing, and design buildings. When I grow up, I want to be an architect or interior designer. I have so many interests and don't know a lot about designing, but I'm interested in architecture and floor plans. I really want to know what I should learn more about to become an interior designer. So my friends at ICANN Radio have introduced me to an interior designer at GBD Architecture here in Portland. Her name is Taylor Pasek. We're going to talk about architecture, interior design, and what it's like to be an older sister. Let's get to the questions.
Let's do it.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I always knew I wanted to be an interior designer.
Oh, that's cool.
When I was like 10.
What sparked that interest?
So I would say my grandma was super important in that discovery for me because she would, we would watch HGTV together. Do you watch HGTV?
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch with her. And she would give me interior decorating books too. And so I would thumb through all of those. She would give me all of her like home and garden and decorating magazines too. So I just had access to a lot of books and pictures and TV shows that I could watch and learn so much from it.
That's cool. My grandma also did some interior designing. She designs these little dollhouses for me and my sister to play.
Cute.
There are a lot more than this. They fill a whole room.
Oh my gosh. I did the same thing, except my grandma didn't make them for me. I would sit there and make them with my sister. Yeah. And like we would just play Barbies all day long and make houses for them and design their houses and their rooms and their closets. And it was so fun.
I made this drawing just the other day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, walk me through it.
These are the stairs. This is the downstairs. So you walk in the door, there's like a cupboard and a closet. Then there's the kitchen table. The kitchen's over here. Then you go in here, there's like a room where like you can just like kind of hang out. Over here's a bedroom. There's like an office space over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then stairs for upstairs. Then upstairs there's like a beanbag chair and a couch. And there's like three bedrooms and a bathroom and a deck.
Very cool. This is exactly what I used to do when I was your age. I would draw floor plans all day long.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
But oh my gosh, this is the coolest little notebook.
What steps did you take to become an interior designer?
That's a good question. So I grew up doing exactly what you were doing. I was drawing floor plans all the time. And I would have my younger sister like challenge me with an idea. So say like, I have to fit all of this stuff in this size room. Or she would draw a really weird room shape. And I'd have to fit all the stuff in there. So I started doing that. And then as I got into high school, I really liked to draw. And I was still really interested in like fabrics and colors and creating a space. I loved the idea of creating a space for someone to live in or to work in or to watch a movie in or something, right? So when it came time to go to college, I looked at colleges that had interior design programs because I knew that I wanted to do that. So I sought those programs out and I applied and got in and then got my degree and here I am.
How did you decide to become an interior designer?
How? I think I just really didn't want to do anything else. I always had a passion for it and I always thought I would do it. And so I just didn't really think about anything else. Nothing else like sparked the interest and sparked the joy that I had when I was looking into different things to do.
I have no clue what I want to be. I have so many interests.
Yeah. What are your options? What are you thinking about right now?
Interior designer, marine biologist, writer, singer.
Really creative stuff. Nice.
What's it like being an interior designer?
It is so fun. You get to be super creative all day. You get to draw things and look at pretty pictures and look at different materials, talk with people, and you get to design space. every day. So it's super fun.
That sounds really cool. I go to an art school.
Oh, so. You do? Nice. So what kind of art are you doing right now?
Theater and dance.
Nice. Do you like that?
Theater's really fun. Dance is hard. But sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. That's very, like, physical, being creative, like, physically and, you know, through, like, performing. And interior design is much more, like, fine art, like drawing or coloring or sketching, things like that.
What is something I should focus on at school to become better at designing?
I think it sounds like you're already doing this, but taking as many art classes as possible is, I think, so important. Drawing as much as you can, playing with space, like with your dolls, or helping your grandma out when you're designing the houses, drawing the floor plans like you're doing, coloring. I was a big colorer. Like, I would sit and color. I still color in coloring books because I find it so relaxing. But I think just trying to draw and be creative as much as possible.
Yeah, it's really fun. What is your favorite type of building?
Whoa, my favorite type of building. I don't think I've ever been asked that before. I really like old buildings. I really like Renaissance buildings, so buildings that were built like in the 14 or 15 or 1600s, like in France or Italy, old cathedral or an old church that has a lot of classic architecture, so a lot of arches and columns and domed ceilings. I find those really interesting.
My favorite type of building is an A-frame.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
I just like the how they're different.
Yeah.
Than just like houses. I feel like they're more interesting. Mm-hmm. I've stayed in one a couple times.
Well, they're really smart, right? Because it's like actually really functional when you think about it. So it's a really good example of how architecture translates into your actual environment.
Yeah.
The weather and the environment around you can be influenced by the architecture.
What has been your favorite moment in your career?
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever been asked that question either. These are great questions. I think I really like getting to work with creative people. I think that working with others who don't have the same perspective or view as you do allows for really interesting, creative kind of solutions to problems that I would have never thought of. And so getting to like work together as a group to get to an end goal has been really fun.
That sounds fun. What is the hardest part about being an interior designer?
The hardest part is getting it built, because designing it is only kind of one half of the job. The other job is actually going through the construction process and getting it actually physically built. It's super cool because you get to actually walk around in something that you designed, and that's a really fun experience. But there's a lot of work that comes after you design something.
If you weren't an interior designer, what would you be?
Well, do you want my real answer or my fake answer?
Your real answer.
I've always said that I want to drive a bus.
Interesting.
Or the MAX line. And that has nothing to do with being creative. I think sometimes you kind of need a break from being creative. You get tired sometimes where you're like, oh, I just need a break from this. And you have to walk away.
Especially dance.
Yeah, yeah. You get tired, you know? So part of me kind of wants a break from being creative and just doing something straightforward.
What is something you wish you knew about being an interior designer when you were a kid?
I would say that I think people tend to think of just their homes being designed. And what I do is I design like public spaces. So people's offices, things like airports, movie theaters, restaurants, hotels, they're all designed by someone. So it's not just the furniture in your house or the kitchen in your house. It really is every space that you're in, your school, a gym, a daycare, a pool, anything that you go to was designed by someone.
What is your favorite place you've designed? And explain why that's your favorite place.
Well, I'm really excited about the new office for All Classical right now. So I think that's the design that I'm most looking forward to right now.
Why is it what you're most looking forward to?
Because it's such a cool, interesting space. I don't get to design places like this, like studios where we are right now, very often. And so it's kind of a unique space to do. There's also a really cool performance hall that we're designing. So it's just kind of a cool, interesting thing.
Yeah. What is your best advice for me?
Best advice? I would say continuing to be as creative as possible. Drawing, coloring, and really just expressing your creativity however you can. Fashion, hair, you know, all that stuff is so fun. And I would just say, if you're interested in going into a creative field at all, just continue to be creative.
Thanks for the advice.
Do you watch TV shows, like design TV shows?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, what kind of shows do you watch?
I don't know. Whenever I'm at a hotel, I watch HGTV, and, like, my sister's like, no, I don't want to watch this. It's so boring. I'm like, well, but it's not, and I want to watch it, and there's nothing good on the Disney Channel, so what else is there on the time?
Do you look at, like, if you're watching a show on Disney Channel, do you look at the rooms that they're in, too? Do you get inspiration from that?
No, but sometimes I do get inspiration for writing stuff.
Yeah.
For my books, there's a competition at the Beaverton City Library for a scary story, short story, but it's like, it only is one page long, and I'm like, how can you fit a whole story into one page?
It's kind of the same thing, right? Like, how do you fit all this stuff into one rectangle, into one shape? Yeah, that's fun.
Thank you, Taylor Pasek, for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, Ruby. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Ruby. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at I Can? Just visit icanradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool, just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Taylor Pasek, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I know I can become an interior designer. Next time on I Can Become, Sullivan discovers what it takes to become a video editor. Visit icanradio.org to learn more.
That was an original I Can production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to icanradio.org. That was a grand waltz in the American style called Chicago. Chicago has two baseball teams. And coming up is Maestro Classics' Casey at the Bat, celebrating America's pastime, baseball. This song is called Center Field, and it's all about wanting to play the game.
Maggie! programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.